accompany you home this morning from this altar. Can you ask God this morning and say, release a word unto me. Release a word. Let my ear be open. Let my heart be open. Let there be no distraction that will deprive me of the blessing that you have for me this morning. As I listen to you this morning, as I make a commitment, you know, to receive from heaven this morning, let it not be that, you know, I will lose the blessing that you have for me this morning through your word. I want you to ask God that, let there be a particular word that will answer the questions in my heart. Let there be a word that will answer those things, you know, that have been disturbing my heart. Let there be a word that will answer them this morning. Let there be a word that will be for me this morning.
I don't think we need to go to market to buy hallelujah before we shout hallelujah here. Are we buying it before we shout hallelujah? Amen. Praise the Lord. Elders in the house, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to first of all appreciate God for the harvest of testimony this morning. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And testimonies have power of reproduction. If you listen to testimony, somebody say, and I listen to the testimony of this person, and I say, if God can do this for this person, then he can do it for me. And you'll see it working. Like fire. So all the testimonies you have heard this morning, if there is anyone that you desire that God should do in your life, that should be reproduced in your life, have it in Jesus' name. God is with us. Emmanuel is with us. I've attended some big churches that may not have the number on the Sunday like this, the number of testifiers like we had today. May not even have maybe one or two persons. And you look at the crowd and say, from all this crowd, only two, three persons have testimony to give. So it's not in the size. Amen. And I want to beg the choir. Twins, what happened this morning? You are missing out of your place. I know these are young boys. I don't know. What are you really doing in the church? You cannot be in the choir. You cannot do any other thing. You are only coming to sit down. To clap hand is a problem. To open mouth and sing is a problem. To shout hallelujah is a problem. So where do you belong? Where do we put you? You have to tell yourself, I must be relevant. Amen. If you don't make yourself relevant, you will not be relevant. Tell yourself, I must be relevant. Today is our blessing Sunday. And today is Mission Sunday. And I want to tell you that our Destiny Recovery Convention has started already. We just have, let's say, some few weeks away to the Destiny Recovery Convention. So we are in the atmosphere, we are in the spirit of the Destiny Recovery Convention. When you take out this week now, we have just 5 weeks to go. Right? 5 weeks to go. So we are in the atmosphere of the Destiny Recovery Convention. And I want to take few persons that will sincerely and with passion, with every commitment, pray for this Destiny Recovery Convention. Intercessors that will stand in the gap for this program. So if you want to volunteer to stand in the gap, to see God doing something great in this Destiny Recovery Convention, can you stand up, please? You want God to move. You want the move of God. Amen. If you want to say, God, we want you to move in a dimension that you have not moved in our midst before. Amen. Please, can you come forward? So among the youth, no one of you can say, I want to stand in the place of prayer for the move of God, for what God wants to do in this season, in our midst. It's okay. Amen. It's a commitment that will start from this week to when we have the Destiny Recovery Convention. I want you to ask the Lord, Father, I have come out. When you step out for God, God will step out for you. When you step out for God, God will step out for you. I want you to begin to pray. That God will help you. In any dimension we want to go about this prayer, that God will help you. That heaven will strengthen you. Say, Lord, I want to see you move in a dimension you have not moved before in our midst. Father, I thank you this morning, lifting up your children that are standing before you. They want to stand in the gap. Lord, you are looking for a man who will stand in the gap. And they have stepped out to stand in the gap for your move, for your great works in this Destiny Recovery Convention. Father, I ask that you drop upon them upon their heart, upon their mind, upon their soul as burden bearers. Make them burden bearers. Give them the oil of burden bearers. Give them the mantle of burden bearers that will stand before you, lifting up the ark of your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. May your name be glorified in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you. In case I may forget, for some of you who are willing to serve in this church as ushers, we'll be having a mini training next week Sunday. So if you're an usher and you are coming to church next Sunday, have it in mind that there will be a training for you. We are going to have training after service on Sunday. So if you are willing to serve in that capacity, make yourself available coming Sunday. And God will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Your name is higher above all thy name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Spirit, take over. You are the overseer of God's work in our generation. We welcome you, Spirit of greatness. We welcome you, Spirit of power. We welcome you, the help of God in our life. Take your place now. Glorify Jesus in our midst this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Like I said before, today we'll be praying. It's a service of prayer. We'll be praying this morning. Will not be saying anything much than to pray. We have just 2 months away to end the year 2025. Or let me say, we have one full month and days to end the journey of 2025. The time of sober reflection, the time of assessment, the time of looking back to see how far the journey of the year has been is from now. It's not until maybe 30th or 31st, as we are about to cross into 2026, that we need to look at the journey so far. God, in his infinite mercies, draw us unto himself. He said, no one can come unto me except my Father draws him. No one can come unto him except he draws the person. And you are seated here this morning because of what God bring you to himself, or he brought you to himself. You are whom you are today as a Christian because God brought you to himself. And in CRM worldwide, we see this day as what? Mission Day. And this awareness has been there right from time. For a long time now. And the essence of this awareness is to make you know the heartbeat of God. The reason why Jesus traveled all the way from heaven to the earth. Why God stooped low to take on the form of man. To become a man. So that he can walk with man. And when he has finished doing that, and he has drawn us unto himself, he committed to us, to our hand, the work. So generation to generation, as people keep on giving birth, you know, some years ago, when messages about Jesus is coming back again, the rapture, and all these things are going on. Some quiet questions that used to pop up in my heart is that, and people are still giving birth. Amen. Hey, everything is coming to an end. People are still giving birth. The more people give birth, the more the work still continue. Because those ones that are coming again into the world to join us must hear about Jesus. They must hear about Jesus. And that is the position that God placed you. You know, it has become for CRM Duce a thing of Do I say indictment now? For us, as a people, as a church. It's like people hear more about us than what we are inside. Let me come again. The way people take Duse, CRM, some people will think that it's a large number of people, a crowd of people that are there. But when they come and they see the number, they have a kind of disappointment in them. When you listen to our guest minister last Sunday, he said, "You are trying, oh." Is that not her word? He said, "You are trying." But anything that bet has entered has a comma. To her, by now, we're supposed to have increased more than what we are now. We have few, if you count these years, it's not up to, let's say, 40. 40 years inside, or 50. And it's not fully occupied. We may be making progress for ourselves, but are we making progress for God? Are we making progress for God? If the heartbeat of God is that his house will be filled up and we remain what we are from January to December, just like some of us that work in a place where you know your salary from January to December. No addition. January to December, you know what is your salary. January to December, we cannot come up and say, "Hey, this year, this month, we have added 1, 2, 3, 4 souls." Abiding, standing with us in the church. No matter how great we seem to be or we appear, if Jesus will come and take, you know, the state of Asia, River One, I think, Rivers One, when he came here during that program, the change we need, and we invited him to come. And he was doing his arithmetic and all these things. We said, "This CRM is 27 years. 27 years. As at that time, I wish I think it's more than 27 years. Right from the time Pastor Alex was commissioned to come and start a church in Duse here. But I think we calculated from when Erufai pursued some of us to come and join the church in Duse here. Amen. More than you know, a church that have existed for 20 years, 20-something years, cannot talk about a membership of even 100. From year to year, we know ourselves, we know our faces, no changing. Are we fulfilling the great commandment? Both young and old, no matter your class here, you have somebody that is within your class range. You have somebody within your class range, no matter your class, that you can talk to, that you can minister to, that you can speak to and bring to church. Must I go and end? empty handed. Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with wisdom breathing. Must I empty handed go? Must I go? Must please God. As children of God worshiping in CRM Dusen, media, can you give me John 15? I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Right? Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. The ultimate of what we are looking unto God for in our life, in our family, in our career is tied to this. Okay, go down to verse 7. Let me see. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Verse 8. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. 9. As the Father loved me. Okay. Go back to verse 8. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my what? You will be my what? Church, talk now. You will be my what? So, from this scripture now, what is the identity or the mark of discipleship, of being a disciple of Jesus? So, if you want to say that you are a disciple of Jesus, the way to be known or to be identified is by the way of what? Bearing fruit. It's by the way of bearing fruit. There's no excuse we can give to God or before God that from January to December of every year, you cannot reproduce yourself in the church. From January to December of every year, even one soul, you cannot draw to the church. And this is what pleases God, that you bear fruit. What pleases God is that you do what? You bear fruit. And the fruit should do what? Abide. And the desire of God is that his house be filled. Whether in the book of Matthew or John or so, when Jesus was sending out, telling the story of a man that was sending out his that want to have a banquet, and he sent out his servant, say, go out. Any the people we initially invited refused to come, but now anyone you see outside there, bring them. Whether invited or not invited, do what? Bring them so that the banquet can be filled. God desired that his house be filled. That is the desire of God. That his house be filled. So I want us to begin to look at it. And check. Oh God, that you abide in God. A believer, born again Christian, spirit filled. And January to December, you cannot bring to church where you worship, where you fellowship. A soul that you can point to. I don't know whether it's another translation that says, when you bear fruit and the fruit abide, ask whatever you want and my Father will give it to you. Ask whatever you want. My Father will give it to you. Ask. We are going to pray this morning that God will help us. This thing must not continue this way. This numerical limitation must not continue this way. It must change. It must change. But the changing of it is a determination. By every one of us here. If we make it as a duty or a responsibility, it will work. It will work. That within 2-3 months, you'll begin to see the result. If only we can take it as a duty, as a responsibility to God. As a debt we owe before God. Because he has called us to bear fruit. And he said, anyone that bears the fruit, my Father prunes, my Father will take care of it. My Father will dress that plant that bears fruit. But the one that refuses to bear fruit, what happened to it? It is cut off. It is cut off. I want you to leave here this morning by beating your chest that God, I must live to make you happy. I must live to make you happy. If you give me life, let the life you give me be used to make you happy. If not, the day you say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you, that day will have died and go to heaven. If there's no need for you to still remain here. And why God still needs you to remain here is because he wants many more to come to him through you. Media, give me Colossians chapter 3. In Amplified, if possible. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above. The heavenly things, the things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. For you died to this world, and your new real life, your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. For when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. I want to conclude this morning by saying that we should have a change of focus. Amen. A change of what? Focus. The Bible says that Jesus is the author. We should look unto Jesus as what? The author and the finisher of our faith. The season we are now, the season we are presently in this country and in this world, if you don't look up, if you don't constantly look unto Jesus, looking up, setting your mind on the things above, on the things of God, when you are looking down, looking around yourself, you will always have depression. Amen. You always have what? Depression. You always have depression. Because when you are looking down, number one, you are looking down to compare yourselves with others. Number two, you are looking down to see who will offend you. Number three, you are looking down to involve or engage yourself in slander or gossip. All those things that will not help your life. You look down to begin to look at some of your mates who are doing very well, far better than you are. And it will give you sleepless night. It will give you what? Sleepless night. You are looking down to see some husband. That takes care of their wife very well. Or some husband. Or some wife. That show their husband love. And you begin to compare them with your own. And it will lead you to what? Depression. Let me tell you, judging from this scripture, this life we are living is not the real life. Amen. This life we carry now is not what? The real life. Your real life is hidden in Christ. And the Bible said that when Jesus will appear, what will happen? He will appear with that real life. Can you give me James 1:17. James 1:17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of light, the creator and the sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation, no rising or setting, or shadow cast by his turning. For he is perfect and never changes. Give me King James Version. King James. Okay, this King James. Okay, is it a new King James? Okay, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Then give me John 3:27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from where? From where? Brethren, this morning I want to tell us that if you are looking for any good thing, any perfect thing, anything that is of value as a Christian, as a child of God, what do? Look unto him. Don't look at man. Don't even look at husband or wife. If you need a perfect gift, if you need a good gift, who is the giver of all these things? God. And that is why the Bible says, set your mind on the things where above. If you are not looking to the things that come from above, when it is released, you will not be able to see it. When it is released, you will not be able to see it. If a watchman is not on the watchtower and arrows are coming, will he see it? No. He will not be able to see it. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto God. Paul, John said, a man can receive nothing. A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from above, from heaven. Whatever you want is with God. It's in heaven. It's above. And the Bible says, if you set your mind there, say, if you have been raised by Christ, if you have died with him, if you have died with him, you are also sure that you'll be raised up by him. So, heaven is calling us. God is calling us to a life that is dead with Christ. One man went before his church to demonstrate. He said he has been doing rehearsal of how it will be when he dies. And that is the state that heaven, that this scripture is talking about. When somebody dies, have you ever seen that somebody died, they put him in the coffin by his side? They lie him by the side in the coffin or in the grave. Have you ever seen that kind of thing? Or they lie the man face down. Have you ever seen that kind of thing? Face down. Okay, caught men. Why? Because they are going down. Amen. Because of what? They are going down into the hell. They are going down into the hell. But he who will go to heaven, where are you going to look at? Heaven. Amen. And that is why, majorly, if somebody dies and they want to bury him, continually up. No change. No change. And if dead body is here now, if you lie, come and slap him 10 times, would the dead body react? Can he even say, why are you slapping me? You cannot say so. If you lie, bring knife and cut the leg, cut the hand or remove one of the eye, will he react? For us to survive in this present season or generation, we have to be like the dead man. Amen. Be like who? A dead man. And we are dead men and women because we have died with Christ. Amen. Can you arise?